Hello to all, and welcome back to the OU's Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. My name is Adir Posey, and I'm filling in for Natali Herman, who will be back in the studio tomorrow. Just want to take this opportunity, as Natali is both a great friend and colleague at the OU, to share V'Ne'am V'Eida, our Hakar Satov, our appreciation to Natali for all the amazing work that he puts in making this call happen each and every day. And we very much give very great props to him for all the chuyot that he's getting in sharing the chizuk with so many people. Thank you, all of you who are listening in, for joining us on today's program and making it part of your day here, Yom Sheni, the fourth day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, particularly the Schwartz family, and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Sponsorships are available at $100 for one day, $360 for one week, and $1,000 for a month. As always, we greatly appreciate your support. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Once again, the archive is updated, and all of the previous recordings can be accessed at ou.org/tehillim. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Yitzi Ginnack of the Riverdale Jewish Center in Riverdale, New York. He will be sharing Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Ginnack slowly reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishir Berach L'Cholim with a sizable pause, and will conclude with a recitation of Achenu. Bechavod, and with great honor, I introduce Rabbi Ginnack. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. I want to share with all of our listeners today a Dvar Torah for the month of Kislev. If today is the fourth of Kislev, that means that Chanukah is approaching in just 3 weeks. And the most prominent feature of Chanukah is the mitzvah to light menorah. And within the halachos of lighting menorah, where it's supposed to be, how tall the menorah is supposed to be, how many candles on each night, there's a halacha which is mentioned, which is not fulfilled fully in the diaspora in America. But when you go to Israel, you really see that people fulfill this halacha. This Gemara tells us that the menorah is supposed to be lit in the doorway of our homes. And in Israel, and in places around the world as well, but mostly in Israel, that's exactly how it's performed, that in the doorway of a home, of an apartment building, the menorah is placed so that everybody can see it. And the Shulchan Aruch says, well, if you're lighting the menorah in your doorway, which side of the doorway are you supposed to choose to place your menorah? And the halacha tells us that the menorah is placed on the left side of the doorway going into the home. Why the left side? Well, because the right side is already occupied by the mezuzah going into your home. And this way, on the right side will be the mezuzah, on the left side will be the menorah, so that the person is surrounded, mesuvav b'mitzvos. They themselves and their home is completely surrounded by mitzvos on the right and on the left. And as we think of the placement of the menorah in this way, and the juxtaposition of the menorah and the mezuzah, the menorah on this little table and the mezuzah on the doorpost, we're actually presented with two very, very different mitzvos. For one, the menorah is only performed just a few days a year. The mitzvah of menorah is only done on Chanukah. The mitzvah of mezuzah is done constantly, every day, every moment of our lives. Also, the menorah is always changing, a different number of candles each day. The mitzvah of mezuzah is exactly the same on every single day of the year. And thirdly, the difference is that if you look at the image of the menorah represents, it signals to us vibrancy, excitement, changing. The brach is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah, to ignite the candles of the Chanukah menorah. The mezuzah is, the bracha said, is likvoa mezuzah, to establish, to embed the mezuzah in the doorpost so that it will never be moved. These are really opposite types of mitzvos. One is always new, always changing, always exciting, and one is static, stable, always there, foundational. The menorah on one side and the mezuzah on the other. And I think what this can be telling us is that as we are surrounded by mitzvos, as the Torah and Hashem gives us the opportunity to perform all different types of mitzvos throughout our lives, and especially in this month of Kislev, we have different types, but we always have to understand that they have two facets. They have the menorah facet and the mezuzah facet. They have the newness, the excitement, the vibrancy, the dynamism of the menorah, of the candles lit and the flames that flicker. And we also have the foundation, the stability of the mezuzah. Our mitzvos give us our wings, where we fly and we're new, where we create new ideas, new connections, perform new things, and change ourselves. That's represented by the menorah. But we have to always look back to our roots. We have to look to the other side of the doorway, where the mezuzah is there to direct us and say, look back through the generations. Look back at your values. What did you learn from your parents, your grandparents, going back to the centuries and the millennia of history? As things change, they need to also stay the same. And we need to carry both these mitzvot forever with us so that we have wings to move forward, but we're also rooted to our history and our values. We're now going to continue with the recitation of Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrucha mikodesh, umitziyom yisadeka, yizkor kol min chosecha, yolesecha yidash nesela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, b'chol atzesecha yimalei, niranina b'ishu asecha, v'shem Eloheinu nidgo, yimalei Adonai kol mishal asecha, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Yahuneu Mishmei Kacho, Vigros Yesha Yimino, Eile Barachev Eile Vasutim, Banachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karu Vinafalu, Banachnu Kamnu Vinisodad, Adonai Yoshia, Hamelach Yanenu Vyom Karenu. We continue now with Perkop Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzar, bin osesh ayar biteni, amei menuchos inaleni, nafshi yeshovev, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemo, gam ki elech b'geitz amaves, ro'i ra'ra ki ata imadi, shiftecha umshantecha hima yinachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulchan neged toroi, Dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi revaya, Ach tov v'chesed yirdifuni koyimei chayai, V'shavti beveis Adonai l'orech yamim. We now continue with Perkuf Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir l'amalos, Esayinai al harim me'ayne v'ezri, Ezri me'im Adonai, Osei shamayim va'aretz, Al yitein lamot raglacha, Al yonum shomrecha, Hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha ayad yiminecha, Yomam ha'shemesh bo yakeka, V'yareach ba'layla, Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmar tzeitzcha uvalacha, me'ata v'yad olam. We now recite chapter 130, Perkuf Chof Aleph. Shira ma'alos, mimama akim kurasicha Adonai. Adonai shema v'koli, tiyana az necha kashulos v'kol tachanunai. Im avonos tishmarya Adonai miyamod, ki imcha haslicha lima antivarei, ki visi Adonai kivisa nafshi, belidvaro hocholti, nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki Im Adonai Achased Rabbeim Ofidus Vehu Yifta Es Yisrael Mikol Avonosav Mishabei Rachavoseinu Avram Yitzchok Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Rabbe Es. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimal Rachmim Aleihem Lachlimam Rabotam Lachzi Kama Hachiyosam Yishlach Lehem Mehira Fuhu Shalem Neshamayim L'chol Evreim Chol Gideim Sof Shal Chalei Yisrael Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGof Hashta Bagala Vizman Kariv V'nomar Amein Achinu Kobeis Yisrael Hanusunim Batara V'Shevya Omdim Bein Bayam Bein Bar Yabasha HaMakom Yirachim Aleihem ויוציא מישראל לברכה, מאפילה לאורה, משיבה לגאולה, השתא בגאולה, וזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Genek. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, for our next scheduled program, for which Naftali will be back. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.